Thank you and good afternoon. AT&T customers in the county have once again found themselves without internet or phone service after an outage occurred this morning. The County Office of Emergency Services says that the outage was caused by an accidental fiber cut caused by construction equipment. While Caltrans work crews were performing storm cleanup of a culvert along Highway 101 between Fortuna and Riodale. The outage map shows that service is down from Trinidad to Ferndale and to the east in Blue Lake. Some businesses and county buildings were affected as they were left without internet and phone service, and 911 calls from McKinleyville had to be rerouted through Eureka. AT&T work crews have been on scene throughout the afternoon conducting repairs, and an estimated time of restoration to services has not been established. County officials have also asked residents to warn family and friends who do not have service of the impending storms that will come through the region. The National Weather Service office in Eureka have issued a hazardous weather outlook for the North Coast. Flood watches are in effect until Thursday evening, as the continuing trend of heavy rain showers will bring urban and small stream flooding. Low-lying areas and areas with poor drainage will be susceptible to floods as well. A coastal flood watch has also been issued, and beachgoers should use caution as storms could potentially bring high surf across North Coast beaches going into Friday. Wind gusts of up to 50 miles per hour will also be prevalent across the coastal plain going into Thursday morning. Drivers should also expect wet roadway conditions to continue through the weekend. A public town hall meeting will be held this evening in Eureka as residents provide input on Coast Seafood Company's shellfish aquaculture expansion project along the Humboldt Bay. As a part of the project, Coast Seafood looks to add over 600 acres of land on top of the 300 acres of permitted land already used by the company to farm shellfish. The meeting begins at 6 o'clock at the Sequoia Conference Center on Myrtle Avenue. A man faces 40 years to life in prison for a fatal shooting in Red Wave last year. Dan Squire has more.
The district attorney's office announced that Texas resident Jason Armstrong has been found guilty of second-degree murder for the shooting death of Daniel Sadiq on October 21st of 2014 at the Dean Creek Resort in Redway. Armstrong and Sadiq, who did not know one another, had gotten into an argument that was settled calmly. However, a short time later, Armstrong went to Sadiq's room armed with a handgun, and an altercation followed. Armstrong shot and killed Sadiq. Armstrong remained on scene, and deputies arrested him when they arrived. Armstrong will be sentenced by Judge John Feeney on January 5th. He faces up to 40 years to life in state prison.
Thank you, Dan. A Massachusetts resident was booked into county jail Tuesday morning after a search of a residence on P Street in Eureka turned up processed marijuana. Detectives with the Eureka Police Department's POP unit served a search warrant in the 1500 block of P Street and detained four people inside of the residence. Law enforcement confiscated over 5.5 pounds of processed marijuana and over a pound of concentrated hash. 32-year-old John Ballatine was booked into county jail on possession for sale charges, while the remaining detainees were released at the scene. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Arcata City Council will hold a special meeting at noon on Thursday, and amongst the agenda, the council will discuss the selection of a new mayor and vice mayor for the city. Michael Winkler is the city's current mayor, while Paul Patino serves as the vice mayor, and city code requires that a mayor and a vice mayor be elected during a special meeting annually on the day following the second Wednesday of December. A Laytonville resident was booked into Mendocino County Jail following a vehicle stop in Willits. A warden with the State Department of Fish and Wildlife spotted a pickup truck in the area of Sherwood Road parked sideways, completely blocking the roadway. The warden spoke with the driver, 27-year-old Timothy James Bennett, while the odor of marijuana was emanating from the vehicle. A search of the truck turned up a duffel bag containing 7 pounds of processed marijuana, and a Mendocino deputy later took over the investigation at the scene. Bennett was arrested and booked into jail on drug charges, while a female passenger who was with Bennett was released at the scene. South Fork High School officials are asking for the public's help in identifying the driver of a lifted pickup truck that was responsible for extensive damage done to the lawn of the school's cafeteria over the weekend. The school posted a brief video clip of the driver performing donuts on the lawn Sunday morning, and anyone with information is asked to contact law enforcement. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.